This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And here's what we have on the schedule tonight. A very, very different kind of a night. And here's the reason why. One, we got primaries going on. Big primary elections tonight in New York. And there are also primary elections in Florida, and I'm going to keep everyone up to date as the numbers roll in throughout the show, so don't worry. If we start getting numbers, if numbers roll in, I will get them for you. If there aren't numbers, I'll make numbers up because lying is critical, Michael. We have that. We have two men found guilty in Michigan. It's an FBI setup with a crooked judge. You want to know just how crooked the system is, what they can do to you? We will talk about that tonight. We have fentanyl destroying the country. We have Ford cutting jobs because they're green jobs. We need to add green jobs. So goodbye to 3,000 people. And about 10 minutes from now, I'm going to tell you why I believe a tyrant, a right-wing tyrant, is actually coming to America. And then my buddy Dave Marcus is going to call in from New York City and argue with me because he disagrees. He thinks actually it's better than I say. So all that is still to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, I want to get to this. And I'm not going to spend all night on it. I'm going to let it go pretty quickly. But this is something that it affects all of us. Here's the headline. 63% of New York City residents caught COVID-19, although half are not boosted. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I understand this correctly. Everybody, not only in the United States of America, but in the entire world at this point in time, they have acknowledged that it doesn't matter whether you are vaxxed, boosted, double boosted, triple boosted, that you're still going to catch COVID-19 and you're going to spread COVID-19. This is something every single person now acknowledges. Even the crooked CDC acknowledges this. And yet, there is still, and I'm very, very fascinated by this, there's still this portion of society, of American society, especially deep blue, especially the media, that acts as if that's not the case. And I was thinking about this last night because I read this stat and my jaw fell open and I thought to myself, well, wait, what does that have to do with anything? And walk through this with me, okay? Because Fauci's been in the news recently, so walk through this with me. We all remember how much the science changed. Oh, I'm going to go off on this in a second. Throughout COVID, the message always changed. It was always, don't wear a mask. That's stupid. What are you, an idiot? Oh my gosh, get a mask on. Oh, there's no need for two masks. My goodness, wear two masks. Hey, don't worry. The vaccine's coming. Then we'll all be safe. Okay, you took a dose. You need another dose. Then you won't spread it. Okay, yeah, you will spread it, but it won't be as bad. Oh, crap. It will be as bad. You need a boost. So, you know, I mean, it's been 2 years of this.
Because we've been fooled before. We didn't fully appreciate the magnitude of HIV back in the early 80s when I first got involved, when the first cases were recognized. And there were so many things we learned on the run with COVID. I mean, the things that we thought we knew in the beginning turned out as the months went by to not be the case, which really forced us to adapt and to change some of our policies and recommendations. That was interpreted by many as flip-flopping or not really knowing what's going on, when it really was the evolution of the science. So one of the lessons...
The evolution of the science. Man, somebody get that guy an award, because that is, honestly, I know that's evil and he's a little devil, but that is magnificent. That is magnificent. I didn't flip-flop. I was never wrong. It was the evolution of the science. Almost sounds like it should be a song by Pink Floyd. The evolution of the science. Of course. Of course. But what's so weird to me is not that. Okay, Fauci's an evil little demon troll who should be in prison. We got all that. Okay, got it. Got it. What's wild to me is this. In blue pockets of America, like New York City, in blue pockets of America, as the science evolved, let's put it, let's use Fauci's word, as the science evolved, they eventually settled on one area. What, if you're looking at the science evolving as this timeline, okay, it's this horizontal line in front of you going left to right. Eventually, they just decided they were going to stop at some point in the line, and that was what they were going to hold to. And no matter how much the science evolved after that, no, they picked this one spot on the line, and that's the spot they've held on to. And I find it to be the most fascinating thing in the world. Wrap your mind around this. Wrap your mind around this. There are companies and the entire United States military that still have a vaccine mandate. And understand the concept of you have something, Michael? Go ahead, play.
There's no secret that I feel that we should not have central mandates from the federal government.
I don't see it on a national level, merely because of all the situations you have upon encroaching upon a person's freedom to make their own choice.
Flip-flop after flip-flop, but yet people decided on one thing. But wrap your mind around this. We have vaccine mandates still in the United States of America. Maybe you already lost your job because of one. Maybe right now you're listening to my voice and you're in the military and you're about to be kicked out because of it. But we still have vaccine mandates. Let me ask you a very simple question. It's kind of uncomfortable. It's very simple. Why? If vaccinated people get coronavirus and spread coronavirus, then why a mandate for anybody? The mandate only makes sense if you stopped somewhere along the way on the timeline and you refuse to further evolve with the science, as Fauci said. I saw the headline and I know it went right by everybody, but I just was floored by this. 63% of New York residents caught COVID, though half of them aren't even boosted. As if that half had gotten the booster and that would prevent them from getting COVID. You idiots do understand nobody even claims that anymore, right? Nobody. Pfizer doesn't claim that. The FDA doesn't claim that. The CDC doesn't claim that. Fauci doesn't claim that. That useless idiot in the White House doesn't claim that. And yet, again, at some point, they were walking from left to right along the timeline and they just decided, nope, this is where I'm stopping. Vaccinated people, don't spread it. Nobody's saying that anymore. And this is why, this is a huge reason why I get confused about this current era. And this is what I mean by confused. I find there to be vast sums of information available. I mean, remember, YouTube, right? YouTube. I know it's a bad company, but I'm not a car guy. Maybe you're a car guy or a car girl. I'm not. But I could relatively successfully, I guarantee it, rebuild an engine off of YouTube. There is a YouTube instructional video for everything. That's just one website. I'm holding in my hands, if you're looking on the simulcast, you'll see it. I'm holding a cell phone in my hands, a smartphone. Me, as a moron, sitting here holding this phone in my hands, I'm actually the wisest person in the history of the world if you consider knowledge wisdom. I have access to anything. My goodness, I could get, and I probably couldn't perform it, I could get a step-by-step process on brain surgery right here if I want it. I could. You know I could. You don't want me to operate on you, but I could. So how is it possible we live in an era where there is so much information available and people are dumber than they've ever been before? 63% of New York City residents caught COVID-19. although half of them aren't boosted. They just walked as far as they were willing to walk down the timeline and decided enough is enough. I will never understand it as long as I live. Okay, now it's time to get wildly offensive and guarantee the show is going to be flooded with complaints. I believe there is a right-wing monster coming to take over this country. I also believe it may be necessary. And I'll tell you why, and then 10 minutes from now, I'm going to argue with Dave Marcus, who disagrees with me. All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show tonight. Before I get to that, you remember I talked earlier, this was last week, about the 9/11 memorial going away. New York City obviously had a 9/11 memorial, as it should, and it's going away. And that's awful. Shouldn't we always remember not only our great times, our tragic times? It's important to remember. I love Tunnel to Towers because their mission of paying off mortgages for Gold Star widows, for first responder families, I love that because it's a way to remember and honor things. It's a way to remember heroes. It's a way to remember wars. It's a way to remember and honor September 11th. And the money actually goes where I want it to go. It's important we remember. That's why we do Medal of Honor Mondays, so we can always remember. They ask you for $11 a month. Go to t2t.org and give 11 bucks a month. T2T.org.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, I'm going to talk to Dave Marcus in about 10 minutes from now. Everyone knows Dave. Dave obviously has written for Fox News, New York Post. He's a great author. He's just one of these really sharp guys. And we disagree a lot on things. It's a friendly disagreement. We disagree. We debate things. And we're about to debate in about 10 minutes from now something that I've said and something I'm about to say again. I'm going to say my piece now, and then I'm going to get David on here and say his in about 10 minutes, so just bear with me. I believe we are coming to the days where we will have a right-wing monster take over the country. And when I say monster, I mean this. He's not somebody bound by thoughts of kindness or not somebody bound by the Constitution. He's very likely somebody who will have his political opponents imprisoned at the very least. I believe that day is coming. And allow me to explain why I think it's coming and why there's a chance you may even get me supporting it one of these days. Let me explain myself. There's a thing in all human beings, you have it, and I have it, where we desire justice. Human beings inherently desire justice, and we desire to live in a society that makes sense, and we know evil when we see it, and we want to be rid of it. That's something that exists in everybody, no matter who you are. If you're a full-blown communist listening to the sound of my voice, you agree with everything I just said. It's inherent in human beings. It's how God made us. We desire justice. We see what we think is evil and we want it stopped. And on a long enough timeline, we will do and accept anything if we think it will get us closer to justice and closer to the purge of evil. Why do I think there is a Pinochet, a Francisco Franco, somebody like that coming on the right? Why do I believe someone like that is coming? Because of this. The headline is this. Trans parents of a 10-year-old trans model plan for the minor's gender surgeries at the age of 16. So we have a child. This is an innocent child. I'm not even going to read the child's name. You should know this child was modeling at New York Fashion Week. was modeling for a trans clothing company. Okay, I'm grossed out too. Let's just stop. It's a child. We have a 10-year-old child here with trans parents. The parents have not only taken this child and dressed this child up and put this child on a runway in New York to model as a 10-year-old trans, they also plan on bringing this child into surgery at the age of 16 to have the parts God gave them removed from them with a surgical knife. Why do I think there is a Franco coming? Because, look, I'm only going to speak for myself here. What will I accept if it means stopping this kind of evil from taking over my country? And remember, this is not some kind of one-off story I cherry-picked. This whole trans kids can change child abuse thing, this ideology, this sick demonic religion has taken over every single cultural institution in the United States of America, all of them. It is universal across the federal government, the entertainment industry, sports, all of education. Go ahead and try to speak out against this headline on your child's college university campus and see how fast you're removed from campus by campus police. This has taken over every cultural institution in this country. This demonic, evil, child-abusing filth has taken over the country. When I see that, I want it stopped. But it's actually more than that. I will do and accept anything to make it stop. If it means innocent children like this one are no longer going to be abused by doctors, psychologists, parents, then I will accept anything. Now, I don't want it to be a Franco. I don't want to live in that kind of country. But if that's the only option I have, if I have two options, if I have two roads sitting in front of me, and one says this continues in my society and this is just simply the norm for the next 50, 100 years as we degenerate into hell, and my second option is Franco, I know which way I'm going. And I'll tell you this much, just you and me talking, I'm going the Franco road enthusiastically. Enthusiastically. If it means stopping this, I choose Franco. And I'm not alone. I'm far from being alone. And I understand that's radical. I understand it's offensive. Remember, I don't care if you're offended. It means nothing to me. You're welcome to email me your love, your hate, your death threats. Don't care. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your offense means absolutely zero to me. That's not the route I want. I think that's horrible. I want to go back to, you know, founding fathers, limited government. I want to go back to what we were. That's my desire. But if I'm given two choices, and it sure looks like I'm being given two choices, because once they take over all the cultural institutions, and remember, these are people who have no incentive right now to stop because they own all the cultural institutions. Well, if they own the cultural institutions, then what's the mechanism to reduce the size of government and get us back to what we were 100 years ago, 150 years ago? Someone give me that path. And I'm going to ask Dave Marcus about this, who disagrees. Dave Marcus, I'm not going to put words in his mouth, I'll allow it, but he essentially says he thinks we're hitting bottom here, and this is about to reverse. I say we are dealing with religious zealots. These are religious zealots, and as we've talked about so many times, religious zealots only understand fear and pain. You can't shame somebody out of spreading their religion far and wide. You cannot. It doesn't work that way. It's never happened in history. It's not going to happen now either. What will I do? What will I accept if it means stopping 10-year-olds from being abused like this in this country? Anything. Everything. Whatever it takes to make this stop, that's what I will accept. I believe many millions of Americans feel the same way. Dave Marcus doesn't think it's going to come to that. I pray to God he's right, and he's my good buddy. So we're going to talk to New York's very own Dave Marcus next. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black.
when I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was looking for a job and then I found a job.
Good grief. What is this music? It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce my friend Dave Marcus, who you obviously know, writes for the New York Post, Fox, great author, friend of mine, and disagrees with me. And Dave already knows what I said, and you already know what I said. I just capped it last segment in case you're just tuning in. I think a monster is coming, and it will be enthusiastically supported on the right because I don't think these communists on the left, these cultural Marxists, will ever stop, and people will choose a monster in the name of justice and protection and other things. That's my stance. Dave, I gave my stance. The floor is yours. I don't want to put words in your mouth. What's yours?
All right. Well, first of all, that was the Smiths, Jesse, that I hijacked your show with. So we'll get back to the glories of Morrissey, who is in fact a right wing hero. You might be surprised to learn. No, but look, I think your fears are warranted, and I do think that obviously the left is overplaying its hand. But I think if you look at something like the trans issue, right, I see some really positive trends, not just in polling, but just in the entire way that this debate has functioned. If you recall, 3-4 years ago, when Jordan Peterson was first getting in trouble, when all of this was bubbling up, it was, you know, hey, just use the pronouns, just be polite, just be nice to people. And I said at the time, I said, look, I'll be polite, I'll be nice. But listen, this is running headlong into public policy. There are such things as women's prisons. There are such things as women's shelters. There's women's sports, right? At a certain point, you're going to have to deal with putting someone with a penis in a cell with a woman, or you're going to have to deal with Leah Thomas winning the Ivy League swim meet. And what happened, Jesse? The moment that the American people saw Leah Thomas towering over some, you know, college sophomore, you know, woman who was the real champion, almost everyone said, no, this isn't right. So I do think that this overplaying of the left's hand is resulting in a moment where a lot of Americans who aren't even that political are saying, no, this has gone too far.
Well, you're actually, in my opinion, obviously I'll give it right back to you. In my opinion, that's making my point for me. I agree with you. Americans are looking at this stuff, and the percentages are absurd of the people who hate this. They're disgusted by it, horrified by it. Pick your word. They're horrified by it. The reason I say it's going to end up requiring a monster is the institutions like universities, like Penn, right? Like the universities, the medical institutions, they're not swayed right now. They're not backing off. They're not slowing down. They're not apologizing. They're not out there saying, we've gone too far, guys. They're out there calling Dave Marcus a Nazi, which is actually in its own way hilarious. They're not backing off, Dave. What's going to back them off?
Look, I mean, I don't know if Ron DeSantis is a monster. I don't think of him as one. I know that increasingly there are those on the left and even on the principled right. Right. Even the principled conservatives who assured us, no, this is only about Donald Trump. Right. Suddenly they hate DeSantis, too. Mm. Right. Why? Because Ron DeSantis has effectively fought against this in Florida. Ron DeSantis made it clear to Disney that they were going to pay a price if they tried to meddle in Florida politics and have, you know, 11-year-olds support 11-year-olds being taught that they can choose their own gender. Right? He smacked Mickey Mouse in the mouth and he won that fight. And Netflix is now scrubbing its woke stuff, right? Like State Farm stopped supporting the pro-trans for kids, you know, charities that they were supporting. So listen, I think effective Republican politicians who aren't afraid to use the levers of governmental power are going to be enough to win this fight. We don't need a monster unless, like I say, maybe DeSantis is a monster.
Speaking with Dave Marcus, obviously New York Post, Fox, I know you've read him a million different places, seen him on TV. Dave, well, along those lines, okay, I don't disagree with that. I think we can take the DeSantis route, and believe me, I very much prefer the DeSantis route. That's the route I want to go. But Dave, there's been about one of those guys. I mean, look, I live in Texas, you know, the red state of Texas, freedom, where all these other things. My governor sucks. I got a Republican governor. He's done exactly zero of these things. You can count the Republicans who are willing to take these steps on one hand. Ron DeSantis is not inspirational. He's an outlier. There aren't very many of them. Where are the rest?
Look, I mean, I think we call it the new right because it's new. Literally like 4 years old, about 5 years old, maybe. And one of the defining characteristics of the new right, as opposed to what I call second wave conservatism, right, which is the neoliberalism, the Bushes, the Cheneys, those people wanted no part of the culture war. Right? If you hinted that Mitt Romney was a racist, he'll get down on one knee and put on a kente cloth and do, you know, whatever. Like, he's terrified of that. Today's new right Republicans are not terrified of it. Call Ron DeSantis a racist. Call Donald Trump a racist. Call J.D. Vance a racist. They don't care because it's ridiculous, right? That's a sea change within modern conservatism, and it's something that that gives me a lot of hope, and I hope that, you know, I know that your listeners, and I hope that more conservatives just reject this notion outright and say, no, we're going to have real conversations and I'm not afraid of being called a bigot.
Dave, let's zero in on something specific here as we get ready to wrap this thing up here. The university system. There's such a horrible financing system in place for the university system that they're not worried that 97% of Americans don't like this stuff or don't agree with it. And we are filtering virtually every American adult or half of them through that system. That's what concerns me the most. I don't see how even Ron DeSantis can make reforms happen when you send little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to college.
I think you have me stumped there. It's a problem. Yeah. You know, and it's not a new problem. I mean, you know, Woody Allen said it in 1976 in Annie Hall. He said everything our parents told us was good for us is bad for us. You know, red meat, sunlight, college. College is bad. It has been completely overtaken. I mean, I don't know if you saw this story of the American Historical Association, where the president in their magazine wrote this really anodyne essay about, like, hey, maybe we ought to, like, cut people in the past a break. And he had to write this, like, cultural revolution apology about it, you know, prostrate himself. It was awful. I don't know how you fix that. You know, there's places like Hillsdale, I guess, but, you know, honestly, Jesse, the answer might be that we don't need the university system anymore. I don't know what that looks like, but increasingly I kind of move in that direction.
I don't think you're wrong. Dave, my brother, I appreciate you.
And that's not just because I don't have a college degree, by the way.
Well, that's probably why you're so smart. Dave Marcus, right. Go read all of his stuff at the Post, Fox, and everywhere else. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, look, I hope there's another path, a different path than the one I think we're on. But I don't think there is. I don't think there is. All right. Now, we have to talk about drugs. We're going to have a serious talk about drugs because there's something I'm worried about in my own life, not me personally, but something that's touching close to home here We're going to talk about that in a second. Before we get to drugs, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. Three things you always take care of above all. Where you sleep, what you put on your feet, and your tires. They're critical. So when MyPillow rolls out specials like sandals, slippers, those heavenly My slippers, slides, probably a good time to take advantage of those. When you can get things as low as $29.98 with the promo code Jesse, that's something you're going to want to take advantage of. Don't wait till next month when the sale's gone and you think, oh, dang, I blew out my sandals. I'd like to get some MyPillow stuff. Can't do anything for you then. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the code Jesse, and you get the most comfortable footwear around. On a personal note, I brought this up before. Check out the moccasins, greatest freaking thing ever. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or if you're on the road, stay off your phone. Just make a phone call, okay? Don't be looking on the web. 800-845-0544, promo code Jesse.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. I do love Dr. Loser lying through his teeth. Oh, no, I'm not stepping down for that reason.
And they promised to investigate you if they did. Did that have any role in your departure?
None at all, Caitlin. Really, none at all. Not even a slight amount. I have
going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many.
Oh no, the soundboard went out again. That's okay. Don't worry about it. He's lying through his teeth. He's lying through his teeth about why he's stepping down. Of course he's stepping down because the GOP is taking over. You think he's doing that just out of the goodness of his heart? By the way, quick update from last night. Thank you so much for the emails. In case you missed last night, well, you got to go download the podcast, but I read an email. Got a long email from an FBI special agent who feels like he's about to get fired. He was talking about the horrible things they're doing. He's refusing, so on and so forth. Thank you for being better people than I am. I got this email, and I'll tell you what, it blessed me. The subject was this. Because the FBI special agent last night, when he wrapped up his email, was pretty sure he was out of a job soon. It said, regarding the FBI special agent, Jesse, I just heard you read the email from the FBI special agent on the air. I would never ask you to disclose this information, but I would very much appreciate you passing my information to him. My heart breaks over stories like this. I own a small recruiting firm in Southeast Houston, and I would happily set my entire team searching for a new job opportunity for him should he lose his job with the FBI over his stand on January 6th arrests. Additionally, any profits my company makes in the placement of this fine, upstanding citizen and agent, I will donate to Tunnel to Towers to support our nation's great heroes and their families. Says you can read my name if you want, but I'd appreciate if you don't mention my company, as I don't want to see this want this to be seen as an advertising opportunity. I'm going to keep your name quiet and your company quiet just because I'm worried that, well, look, when we're dealing with the FBI and the administrative state, I am concerned over, I'm concerned about things, the same things you're concerned about. We will, look, we've already gotten in touch with this guy as promised, got in touch with some powers that be that may be able to offer this guy some protections. We're working with him already. Thank you and God bless you. We are going to keep this email in case he does need something new. I have no doubt because of you, this guy will end up landing on his feet. All right. I just wanted to do a little housekeeping. And I'm going to get to the FBI stuff with the Michigan plot here about five, 10 minutes from now. Before I get to drugs, let's talk about big pharma in this country. Now, I'm not naive. I know there are medications out there, pills out there that are life-saving, life-extending, quality of life improving. I'm not anti-medicine, but I'm probably as anti-big pharma now as I have ever been in my entire life, especially after the past couple of years. I know you're probably there too. I speak to you so often and so fondly about things like chalk because I have simply gone so far into the natural solutions, herbal solutions, and have seen such great improvement when it comes to these things. Look, Chalk is more, C-H-O-Q, by the way, they're more than a company of anti-communists, and they're more than a male vitality stack for the fellas. Go get that, by the way, guys. Or a female vitality stack for the ladies. Or I don't want to act like that's all Chalk is. Go to choq.com. Don't take my word for it. Go to choq.com right now and look at the endless options you have for natural herbal supplements with U.S. manufacturing to improve your life. Not chemicals, not medical filth, not, well, I took a bunch of money at the FDA to approve this. Natural herbal supplements. Get yourself stronger, better, healthier, sleep better, better focus. Man, it's all right there without going to Pfizer. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off everything at the place. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Go now. Now, that leads me into this. My folks live up in Montana. Hold on. This will apply in a second. They live up in Montana, and they live out in the sticks. It's not exactly a high crime area. And they just ran into somebody close to their house who was out there breaking into homes. And we're not talking downtown New York City here. And then I woke up and I was browsing through the news and I saw this today.
67-year-old Miriam Cintron and her neighbors live in a state of fear. They claim large gangs of young teens have been terrorizing their apartment building in the Bronx all summer. And it's getting worse.
They came at us. They beat us. They broke that stick from that tree there. We don't have nobody.
Miriam says they broke the pole from the tree well and turned it into a weapon Saturday night as she fell victim to their violence. 63-year-old Nydia Carrero says a group of young girls the same night slammed her to the sidewalk, dragged her, and pummeled her after she refused them entry into her building.
They wanted to hang out in the hallway and smoke pot, and they go in there with bikes in there half the time.
Most of the tenants here are elderly. They tell me they are being swarmed, beaten, and robbed by ruthless teens who have turned their apartment building into an oasis of lawlessness.
An apartment complex for the elderly being swarmed by a group of feral animals, beating them, robbing them. And the reason I brought this up is this. It seems like everywhere you turn now, there's a new group of violent people, drugged out people, mentally ill people, terrible people out there terrorizing things. And I'll tell you, it's making me think more and more about friends and family members I have across the country and their safety. And I don't even know why I brought this up, because I don't have some solution to bring you, right? I mean, protect yourself. We talk about that all the time. Talk about Hero Gun all the time. Always will. Protect yourself. Make sure you can protect yourself. But more than anything, I guess I wanted to put this PSA out there. I heard that story and it's just awful. I mean, think about a 63-year-old woman having to live like that. 63 years old, having to look both ways as you sneak out of your apartment. Awareness. There is no substitute for awareness. I know we all, myself included, we all spend way too much time staring at these phones, these smartphones we all have. We all do. I know. I'm not pointing fingers. I do too. We spend so much time looking up at the bright lights. We spend so much time doing things that don't involve looking around, knowing your surroundings. You can avoid a lot, if not all, of the trouble in the world in this life if you just stay aware. We are at a point in America now where we are drugged out, mentally crazy, just a bunch of nutballs out there, violent, directionless. You know about all these Soros-funded DAs, Bragg and others. This is just a PSA from me. I don't know. I guess I sound like a dad. Maybe it's because I am a dad. Look around you. Put your phone in your pocket, unless you're in a house. If you're in a car, even, put your phone away. Unless you're in your house, unless you're in your apartment, take your phone, put it in your pocket, and leave it there, and look around you, okay? Dangerous world. All right. We're going to talk about what the FBI did today. Well, not the FBI, the entire justice system. My word. Hang on.
what I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.